T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The switch is on.
The switch is on.
To Star 94.1. The Jeff and Jen Show.
So for this week's ghost hunt, we're calling Darren, who bailed after one date with Carrie. And Jen thinks we might be moving a little too fast.
I think we're moving a little too fast on the ghost hunt. I mean, I'm just trying to look out for my girl, and I think it's going to look a little desperate that after 1 week, she's called us to call him to find out what's going on. It's only been a week. Like, the guy could have been busy. She said she was potentially seeing other people, or she has other things going on. He could be seeing other people and having other things going on. 1 week's a little...
But not just... What if she just wants to know why? Like, what if that's...
Maybe there is no why. Maybe right. It's just like... It's cool. I don't know. I feel a little weird ghost hunting after just 1 week.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Okay.
Hey, Carrie.
Yes.
We're going to call him. You do not get to interact with him, but you'll get to hear, obviously, the conversation. And then we'll come back to you and we'll get your response to his reasoning. Does that sound cool?
Okay.
Cool.
I kind of feel like I'm being a bad wing woman by doing this.
Hello?
Hey, Darren, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Thanks for coming on with us. We are calling on behalf of our girl, Carrie, who had a great date with you. She loved hanging out, going to Atkins Park and some pizza. And she also said that you're a pretty good smoocher. But but that she hasn't but she hasn't heard from you and was just like, what happened? He ghosted me. Tell me how the first date went in your eyes, like from your perspective.
Oh, honestly, it went great. It went really good, and I don't know. I think we hit it off. She said we did. Obviously, we did. And we have I think we had the chemistry. Just like, you know, there was something a little off, I guess.
More specific?
Well, because I have a theory. And I would like to, because you guys started off getting pizza. Did that go well?
Yes.
Then you go across the street to Atkins Park, and where I assume you have some drinks. Did that go well?
Yes, that also went well.
Then you are about to call it a night. You make a remark about your phone being almost out of battery, and she says, I got a million phone chargers at my house. Come back to my house with me. I'm thinking that you're thinking something else is going to happen.
You know, I thought they could have. I wasn't like, oh, going back to her house, gonna smash for sure. I wasn't like that guy. But I'm not that guy. And, you know, everything was, well, first of all, when we went back to the house, like, I don't know why she had so many chargers. It was weird. that's not the reason. It was just, that's just an observation.
Right.
Okay.
And then, but the thing was, she lives with her brother, which is cool, like, when you're, like, 21, but when you get to be, at like, our age, like, I don't know, when you're an adult, I don't live with my sister. I have a sister, and I don't live with her, because if he was bringing guys home to get rooted, I don't think that I'd be cool with that, you know what I mean? Like, does that make sense?
That's definitely a turnoff right there. You're like, oh, your brother's here.
Was he actually there when you went back to the house? Or did she just mention, like, oh, that's my brother's room?
Well, she mentioned, but I didn't, like, stick around to, like, confirm, you know? Like, I mean, she said he was around, and I mean, she said he lived there, and it was, like, the time of night where if he wasn't out or something, he was obviously home. I just didn't ask. But yeah, just the thought of him probably being around or walking in or whatever, like, I don't know, it skeeved me out for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Obvious reasons. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So do you think he would go out with her again? But
if she moved.
If she moved out?
if she moved out, like, I'd go out with her tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll help her plan a housewarming party at a new place.
Okay. Cool. All right. So the door's not totally closed, but
No, it is.
Maybe her lease is up soon. She's not gonna live with her brother. I said maybe her lease is up soon. We don't know. We'll find out. All right, cool. Well, thanks, Darren. Thanks for hanging out with us and telling us about it. We appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
I always feel like I'm gonna say, I know it's weird to talk to a radio station.
Is that a fair assessment that he's making?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Totally fair.
Okay.
That's weird. You can't bring a guy back to a house where your brother lives too.
All right, we'll come right back and we'll talk to Carrie and we'll get Carrie's opinion of the whole thing on the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.